The following message was delivered by Randy Vild. Mr. Vild is a dedicated servant of God's work and a passionate advocate of his kingdom. And now, Randy Vild.
Brethren, these are real stories. Diana Humphreys of Houston, Texas, was only a 16-year-old, pretty blonde, but the routine of everyday living left her tired. She was wearied and bored. To escape the boredom, she ambushed and killed her 14-year-old brother Robert with a .22 rifle. And the reason? She sobbed, because nothing exciting ever happens around here. She planned also to kill her father, mother, and herself, all to end the always tired routine of family life. This next story made Time magazine in 1971. In the firehouses of Norman Rockwell's bucolic America, firemen passed the hours between alarms. They played checkers. They showed off their polished brass and bright red trucks to wide-eyed young visitors. But for the volunteer firemen of Genoa, Texas, and suburban Houston, that wasn't enough. In the past 3 years, 8 bored Genoa firemen have set about 40 fires in abandoned buildings and grass fields. As soon as the blazes were going, the arsonists would dash back to the firehouse and rush off to put out their own fires. The Genoa firemen were quite busy until they made the mistake of setting fire to a barn owned by a brother of a Houston Fire Department official. An investigation of the blaze led to the Genoa firehouse, of course, and the over-eager firefighters were exposed. Explained one of the firemen charged with arson, "We'd hang around the station on the night shift without a thing to do. We just wanted to get the red light flashing and the bells clanging." End of quote. Brethren, how about you? Are you bored? Is boredom an issue that affects the Church of God today? Have you ever been in a rut and everything starts to feel dull and boring? Now, why would God's people ever find themselves in a rut? But we do. We find ourselves bored. Does God want us to really be bored? Let's face it, every human being struggles with boredom. Boredom is described as feeling tired, weary, or heavy. You ever felt any of those? 6 components of boredom are, and if you're a true Christian, you don't want to feel any of these, believe me. Fatigue, dissatisfaction, anxiety, uneasy body feelings, aggressiveness, and irritability. Here are some astounding statistics on boredom. A recent survey found that the average adult spends about 1/3 of his or her waking time bored. Boredom is the kiss of death for teens. Let's face it, they have a short attention span. Kids often use boredom as an excuse for getting into trouble. Why are kids on drugs? They say, because we're bored. Why are kids so violent these days? They say, because we are bored. Survey results of over 400 high school students in New England indicate that 9% say boredom is a real or serious problem in their lives. And 17% note that they're somewhat or completely dissatisfied with their lives. This is serious, brethren. What is boring for teenagers? 89% said school and homework. What is not boring for teenagers? Friends, music, parties, athletics. How do they feel when they are bored? They feel tired, lonely, sad, and angry. In a survey, 25% of teenagers said they drink alcohol. Why? Because they are bored. How about you, brethren? What do you do when you are bored? Are you bored at work? In one survey, 54% said that aside from earning a living, the reason they work is to keep them from getting bored. In another survey, 41% said that they are sometimes or often bored at work. Author Sir Cecil Beaton said this, "Perhaps the world's second worst crime is boredom. The first is being a bore." Now, how true is that? Preparing this message, I went outside a Vaughn supermarket and I asked people as they entered the market a question. What do you do to combat boredom? And here are some answers I received. I go to sleep. I do a hobby. One person said, I never get bored because I work too much. I talk to friends. I like to read books. I learn a new skill. This teenager said, I listen to my iPod. I exercise. And then the most popular of all answer was, I watch TV. Now, boredom should not be part of a Christian's life. I want to give you a few biblical reasons why we should never, ever be bored. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 21. Starting in verse 10, we read, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. And at the gates were 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Brethren, this is our house. This is where we will live for eternity, forever. I do not know of anyone that is going to be given a home that they will be bored. You ever watch that TV show Extreme Makeover Home Edition? I do. I love it. Sunday nights, 8 p.m. if you haven't watched it. This week on Extreme Makeover, here's the tagline. Home Edition helps a New York City area family rise above the ashes from their burned out home, which was severely damaged by fire. Brethren, this sounds like us. A home in which we live in burned out by fire. The world we live in, we have the new Jerusalem to look forward to, a city made out of gold, where we will be kings and priests. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Starting in verse 9, the Apostle Paul writes, "But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God." Here is what the world does not know. This is a great mystery, and we know it. They have an excuse to be bored. They have no idea how much excitement really awaits them. Boredom causes disappointment. You're bummed out. I got nothing to do. Remember, fatigue, feeling dissatisfied, anxiety, uneasy body feelings. Who likes that one? Aggressiveness and irritability. Go to Revelation chapter 21, where the Apostle John writes in verse 3, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. No more sorrow, no more pain, all things new. How do you become bored with something that is new? Everything will be vibrant in the kingdom of God. How could somebody ever be bored? And we, brethren, are representatives of that kingdom. It has to be a safe assumption that God is not bored. There is no evidence in the scriptures that I have found that says he is bored. Now here's what it says about us. 1 John 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. It would seem to me if we're going to be like him, why would we think boredom is appropriate now? Can you imagine seeing Jesus Christ hanging out by the Jordan River, throwing rocks, you know, skipping them in the water and saying, I'm like so bored right now? It ain't going to happen. Because Jesus Christ had a mission. He understood who he was and why he was here. Do we? Go to Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now why rejoice? Because God's plan is magnificent. When we are in a state of complete boredom, we are saying, God, your plan is not magnificent. Your plan stinks. That is what we're saying. And we're also saying when we reach a state of boredom that God's plan is not real to us. Not only are we going to be incorruptible someday, but everything will be incorruptible. Everything is going to be made right. Everything will be made new. Go to Romans chapter 8. And in verse 18, the Apostle Paul writes, For I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty and the children of God. Brethren, this is great news. And Paul said this knowing he sees through a glass darkly. We read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Right now we have a glimpse into the infinite, brethren. Does that sound boring? Turn to Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. What a promise is this, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We are going to be rulers here on planet earth. This is God's promise to us. And if you have one of those little highlight markers, put the word wow in this verse. It is a wow. God has prepared for us positions of rulership. And not only will we rule with righteousness, we will rule with him. Is this something to be bored about? Boredom is an enemy. Boredom can destroy us. Tiger Woods, the most famous golfer in the world, his dad understood this. And he once said that a true champion never gets bored during his quest. A true champion knows once he gets bored, he becomes breakable. I have witnessed this. This is why it's so hard for a championship team to repeat the next year, because boredom can sink in. We cannot let this happen, brethren. We are made to be champions. We are preparing ourselves for the ultimate prize. Our work is very, very difficult, and the trials associated with it are severe. But the prize is the ultimate prize. The life of a Christian is a lot of things. It's stressful. It's tough. But boredom should not be one of them. Ask any one of the true champions of faith in Hebrews 11. You know, the ones that hid in the mountains and the caves and were stricken down with whips and stoned to death. And ask them if they were bored. That would be an insult to them, for they had the kingdom on their mind. They had a reason to be joyful during times of trouble. This world has no hope, but we do. We have reasons to rejoice. Every day this world has fewer reasons to have hope. There's terrorism knocking at their door. But we can see beyond this. We can see, for we know we have glimpsed into the future through God's plan, that He has revealed the mysteries unto us. And it's something to be excited about. Now, how about church? Is it boring? Do we say, oh no, not this guy again. Feels like a 2-hour sermon. Or do we actually know why we go to church? Why God commands us to be amongst His family? That we are amongst fellow kings and priests that will be rulers in His kingdom, learning. It's a training ground. Do we get excited? A survey shows that 36% of people say church services are usually boring. Are these the same statistics in the Church of God? They should not be. When Gandhi was a young lawyer in South Africa, he read the Bible and was impressed by the teachings of Jesus Christ. He was a Hindu himself, but thought that he might consider Christianity seriously. So he went to a church for several weeks and looked around him for the promises of God. But all he found was boredom and complaining and a lack of joy. And he decided right then that Christianity couldn't be the true religion. Was that church that he was visiting eating from the tree of life? The tree of life does not manufacture boredom, but it does manufacture something. And that something is the key, the antidote to boredom. It's the fruits of God's Spirit found in Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, how much boredom is in love? None. How about joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance? The antidote to boredom is the fruits of God's Spirit. It's to produce them. It is to put on the mind of Jesus Christ. To build His character. God is never bored. See, boredom equals content, not discontent. This is the way of the corrupt-minded. I'll guarantee you that the demons, you know, the principalities of darkness, they get bored. It has to happen because they are discontent. They rebelled against the greatest plan that ever existed. And they become bored. Because they become selfish. They do not produce God's fruits of His Spirit. Brethren, It's time to get out of the rut. It's time to stop being bored and to be joyful, to be focused on everything that isn't darkness but light, and travel down that path towards the kingdom, that kingdom that is real to us, that God has shown us through his spirit of truth, that one day we will be rulers in his kingdom forever. We will be the bride of Jesus Christ. Now, how exciting is that for a future? We must live like a true king, serving one another, getting our minds off of self, and to give. This is the key. It is the antidote to boredom. Brethren, I hope this message was spiritually beneficial to you. And I pray, and on behalf of Blow the Trumpet, Thy kingdom come.